Good evening, bonsoir, good nicht, and evening all to all of the Hudden Truckers out there from here in Studio 5 at Hudden Orbital. As usual.
As usual. As usual, we're talking over each other.
As usual.
As usual, Proxima Centauri. No, really.
No, I was going to
eat there.
Oh.
As usual, he's being quiet, and Proxima Centauri is shining past Eden, and there's a steady stream of scrap arriving at the station.
But that's enough about Simove Sasp. On with the news!
Here are your headlines.
Pilots descend on Nikitin for a win.
Alvin moves to salubrious new quarters.
Space Loach hoax causes Sandro reproach.
Colonia confusions as recount starts.
First tonight, we have urgent news that after smuggling packets of rolling tobacco and some dodgy Rizzlas into a few Hutton commanders held captive in the penal colony of Nikitin in Epsilon Indy, the prison guards, aided by illegally incarcerated truckers, have started an uprising. Our forces are assembling at Schneider, Hutton's only outpost in the system, in readiness for combat operations over the weekend. We aim to control the penal colony by the middle of next week and convert it into retirement flats for burned-out hot pit team members, complete with bridge on a Wednesday and bingo on a Friday, with a bit of line dancing once a month to keep the old dears mobile.
We're delighted to announce that our glorious leader, the ever-so-fluffy Alvin DeFeer, has completed his move across the station to new quarters, complete with a private yard for him to do his business and adjoining rooms for his aide-de-camp, Snoz. Lael moved Alvin's quarters amid controversy over the routing of the new plumbing for Cubicle 3 and the perceived threat from unflushed effluent causing catastrophic fecal feedback in the recyc systems. As a hound with a sensitive nose, more used to sniffing flowers, dinner, and of course other faction leaders' bums, Alvin was at risk of being rendered nose-blind by the plumbing, and this move was purely for his safety. Anyone requesting an audience with his nibs should apply to the Worcester Suite, Hutton Orbital, Proxima Centauri, Alpha Centauri System, somewhere near Sol.
Scandal hit Frontier Developments this week as Development Supremo Sandro Simarco was spotted in the company of a partner that, whilst bearing a startling resemblance to the legendary Space Loach, was in fact a floppy zebra. When quizzed as to where his long-term partner and cockpit companion, the Speechloss, was, Mr. Simarco feigned surprise at the addition of legs, lungs, and a pair of twitchy ears on his companion. Where is the Speechloss? Have Sandro and his floppy friend failed? Are the rumors that the Loach approached self-styled media mogul Edward Lewis, formerly the galactic intern, now interviewer to the stars, for PR advice and solace true? And of course, who is his new companion? Does it know that he's only with it for the resemblance to his ex? Does he care about the scandal? Does it know about the hacked nude photos? What is a super injunction, and should our lawyers worry? I have no idea. But if anyone is approached by a Loach looking down in the dumps, then please be kind, show compassion, and reassure it that it didn't really love Sandro in the first place, and there are plenty more fish in the sea.
And finally, in the news that was not from last week, you may not recall that we didn't mention that there was a hoo-ha over the Colonia Travel Guide count. Hutton commanders are up in arms that their contribution, significantly more than the threshold to give Alvin new playground, was ignored. Whilst our intrepid Hot Colon team are trucking the route with cargo after cargo of galactic travel guides, just in case, we can exclusively reveal that the Pilots Federation, under the guise of Galactic Overlords Frontier Developments and with the assistance of some bloke called Steve, are going through each and every guide, one by one, and hand-counting the tallies. Someone keeps interrupting Steve, and he has to start counting again. The warehouse of guides is at the moment sitting at over 250,000 tons of paper, all stacked in pallets, and he's opening each and every one and looking at whose name is on the inside cover. When he's finished, he will announce the results of the CG. Of course, no one has told Steve that in the meantime, there's a second warehouse building that he needs to start counting as soon as he's finished the first one. There are at least 5 appeals pending, and some guy called Chad has been left hanging. At the end of it all, we might have a new playground at Colonia. Or maybe not. Maybe next month.
That was Hudden Orbital News. Next week.
Next week, we're commencing the invasion of Sol just after the show.
Yeah, for the time being, we have the amazing Hot Pit. Flossie, Witherspoon, and Hober, but for the moment, just kick back and enjoy a tune whilst we top up our gin supplies.
So, in readiness for the War of Nicotine, and of course for Alvin, we have...
Yeah, we do. We have...
Something for the weekend... by some super furry animals.
Yeah, I think we're meant to have that. However, I think our tech monkey has been taking the piss. Let's go for it anyway. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you after this short musical break. Do not touch that dial.